Ladies and gentlemen, this episode is very special, near and dear to my heart. Finally, after over a year of persistently asking, I was able to get my grandfather, Pat Sullivan, on the podcast. So hope you all enjoy this episode. And again, for everyone listening, loyal listeners, thank you so much for all of the five-star ratings and reviews you are leaving on Spotify and Apple Podcast. I greatly appreciate it. It helps the show grow, and it means a lot to me. Thank you all very much.
Welcome to the American Grown Podcast, hosted by Austin Sullivan. The American Grown Podcast will focus on people from different walks of life and their journey to where they are now. Now, turn up your volume and settle in for a great episode.
This is the American Grown Podcast, recorded inside the Color Tech Creative Solutions Studios. This episode is brought to you by these sponsors.
Navigating the college journey can be overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be. At College Knowledge Foundation, we're here to guide students and families every step of the way. From choosing the right college to crafting standout essays and understanding financial aid, our virtual sessions and free consultations provide the tools you need to succeed. Join the growing community of students and families who've discovered how to take control of their college journey. Visit College Knowledge Foundation to learn more, book a session, or explore our free resources today.
Modern Gent Customs is your go-to for all your custom apparel and headwear needs. From individuals to businesses, with no minimums or design fees ever, inquire today at info@moderngentcustoms.com.
Are you in the mood for some mouth-watering Italian dinners? Homemade bread, cheese steaks, hot subs, cold subs, salads, sides, and of course, delicious pizza? Look no further than Angelo's, located at 1032 South 5th Ave, Lebanon. Call 717-273-8579 to place your order now.
Cleona Coffee Roasters is a small batch coffee roastery and coffee shop. Veteran and first responder owned, community oriented, and roasted fresh to order. Now open inside 911 Rapid Response, Anvil, PA. Go to CleonaCoffeeRoasters.com to order online, see updated hours, and find where you can buy it close to you.
In this episode, we have the long-awaited guest, the man himself, my grandfather, Patrick Sullivan, a.k.a. Pat, and for those that knew him best, the Pretzel Man. Founder of Color Tech Creative Solutions here in Lebanon, PA. Founded back in 1980, Color Tech began as a graphic arts trade shop. Under Pat's leadership and with the help of my father, Rick, and our loyal employees, it has grown into a full-service creative print and media business. Pat and my father have spent decades building this business, adapting to changes in the print world, and keeping roots locally here in Lebanon County. He is not just building a company, he's building a legacy. Grandpa, it's an honor to have you on the show.
It's a trouble. Can you hear?
Oh, yeah. I got you. It actually sounds really good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you on there. What do you think?
Yeah.
See how easy this is? See, and I can take these off, then I don't look so silly.
Yeah,
I got you. We're on there.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was thinking you could give us some of your sales stories when you went out on the road, you know, like when you when you took the how did you start taking Shuey's pretzels around? Tell me that story.
My cousin Joe Sullivan, he sold insurance, I think, down in Allentown at the time. Well, he's the one that took Shuey's around to his clients. And I decided, well, I'm going to try it up here at Color Tech.
Yeah.
So, lo and behold, my son, first thing he says, what are you doing that dumb thing for?
Right.
I said, I don't know. We're going to find out, though. But I found out they sold a lot of pretzels, Shuey pretzels. I can remember the time I went to Penn State. I did work for the Nittany Lion Club.
Yeah.
And I took a bag of Shuey pretzels up to Penn State. Now, you're talking 1985 when I went up there. And lo and behold, Joe Paterno, who knew about Chewy Pretzels here in Lebanon, as soon as he see me the one day with the bag, he knew what it was. And he came over to me and said, young fella, I will take those pretzels, which at the time I was about 63 years old.
Young fella,
and
right?
And he called me young fella.
Yeah.
So I had to go into the Nittany Lion Club and tell him that his pretzels, their pretzels just went down the hallway with Joe. And a woman about my age in her 60s said, well, he's taking them home. Nobody ever seen Chewy's except Joe.
Except
he
Joe
took
Paul.
Them home.
Yeah.
But it worked both ways. When I needed tickets to the Penn State game, I talked to Joe.
He'd get you
and
tickets.
He knew every other Thursday at 9 o'clock in the morning, I'd be at the lobby. And either he was here or he had one of his assistant coaches come out and get those pretzels for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's Joe Paul. Yeah. And you took what, the 5-pound bag?
That was a 4-pounder.
Yeah, so that's a big bag, like almost like Santa Christmas bag of pretzels, you know, a Santa sack.
It's funny. A woman here got a book that Joe's daughter wrote about her father. And in the last chapter, she said her fondest memory of her father is him sitting out in the back porch in the fall, drawing up plays for the coming game with his bag of pretzels.
No way.
Yep. And that was, I know that was Chewy Pretzels.
That was, no doubt. Yep. Wow.
That's in the book her daughter wrote about him.
Isn't that wild, you know?
Yeah.
What a small world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you would go up to Penn State, but you'd also go over to Altoona.
Oh, yeah, I'd go to Altoona there. I'd go into... Well, before Altoona, I went to Tipton there to Del Grosso, the spaghetti.
Yeah.
And I had a special line to get in these places.
Tell me,
For the first 5-6 months, I tell the guy, the only reason I stop here is to use your bathroom because you're too cheap to buy good stuff.
Good stuff, yeah, good print.
After a year and a half, I had the whole Del Grosso brothers chasing me. I was one of my biggest accounts.
Yeah, you were like family to those guys, yeah?
Well, a guy by the name of Tom Riley was the marketing director for Del Grosso. God love him, he passed on. But
Yeah. Well, they invited you to their Christmas party.
Oh,
you told me.
Yeah. They had a big, I don't know, it might still be going. It started back in the late 80s. They used to go back to the garage where they worked on their trucks. And they decided to have a Christmas party the Friday night before Christmas.
Yeah.
And the first one, I think they had around 18, 19 people there, and it went from Friday at 7 o'clock till Sunday morning at 8.
Wow, big party.
All night.
Yeah.
And when I came off the road there, that party, they used to get over 400 people there.
Wow.
And that really was a big thing up there for the Del Grosso.
400 people, yeah.
Yeah.
But you never made it to one of the Christmas parties,
no,
did you?
Well... It was all night long. Then I had to drive from Altoona all the way back here to Lebanon the next day. Now,
that's a long
time. I used to blame that on Tom Riley. I told him that I told the Del Grossos I would come, but Tom Riley don't want me there because he's afraid I make a move on his girlfriend.
Right, you'd steal his girl. You're something, Grandpa, yeah? And this would have been, what, the early 2000s and the 90s?
Early 90s, 91, okay. 92.
92,
And then we did a lot of work for U.S. Food Service out there.
That's right.
U.S. Food Service, that's where they did all their marketing for their company. They did all the buying of print out there. That was a big account. That was well over 7 figures.
Yeah. Let's take a sip break. This sip break is brought to you by Garage Beer. From the garage to the cooler, whether you're on the golf course, just got done cutting your lawn on a hot summer day, or spending some quality time on the grill, grab yourself a garage beer. It's just beer-flavored beer. Now, I remember you told me a story the one time. Tom Ensminger used to work here. Remember Tom?
Yeah.
How'd that story go? Didn't he meet?
This is one.
Tell me that one.
There was a guy from Penn State. What the heck was the name of that agency?
I know who you're talking about.
Well, anyway, this guy in charge of the agency, he was coming down here to Reading, and somehow he's coming over the turnpike. And we did a job for him, and he said, I'll pick it up at the Lebanon exit of the turnpike.
Yeah.
So we, Tom Ensminger, what would you call him, a production man?
Yeah, production man.
He said, I'll take the job out.
Right, meet him there at the turnpike exit.
So meet him at the treadway, and...
Christian or something like that, wasn't
right.
it?
Yeah, Christian. Her name, Casey Murphy, was the name of the agency.
That's it.
And Casey and his wife, Christian, met Tom out there. And Tom's wife, Noah, come over to Tom and says, you know, I'm Christian. Tom looked at her and says, you know, I'm Christian too. Next day I get a call from Tracy.
Yeah.
That guy's a funny guy you sent out there to meet.
Tom was a great man. Yeah, God rest his soul. Yeah, that's a funny one. Those are some funny stories you've told me over the years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and you used to sell, you know. You had a way about you.
Well, the thing is, I never was a salesman. I was forced into sales.
Tell me.
When we started the company here.
Yeah.
We had one big client out of New Jersey. We didn't need any sales. Well, then they decided to do their own color work. So that ended us. So one of the three of us had to go out to sell, and the other two wouldn't. So I decided to go out to sell.
Yeah.
Forcefully, because my house was tied to the loan.
Right. So,
and I went to Chamber of Commerce meeting here.
Yeah, tell me.
Yes, and I'm sitting there, and there's an elderly guy I'm sitting with, and we were talking there, and he asked me what I did. I told him that I printing company, and I have to go out to sell now. We lost our main client. I said, I'm a little leery because I have this Pennsylvania Dutch accent.
Right.
And he had a worse accent than I did. And he said to me, is the product good? I said, the product's very good. He said, don't worry about your accent. He said, it'll sell itself. He said, by the way, I am Carlos R. Leffler. At that time, Carlos R. Leffler was the biggest distributor of, I think, Texaco Gas east of St. Louis. Here in
Atlanta. Wow.
And that's how I got Carlos, the one that gave me the gumption, voice don't matter if you have a good product.
Yeah, it'll sell itself.
Yeah,
I remember that story. And so you're saying it was you and your two partners.
Yeah.
And I remember you told me one time you came off the road. Tell that story.
This is a good one. My one partner, he was out of here by 4 o'clock. I used to get off the road every night at 7, 8 o'clock. And some dumb luck, on a Friday, I got back into the shop about 4 o'clock. And he says, I'm glad to catch you.
Yeah.
He said, I would have had to call you later tonight, but tomorrow morning, I have you scheduled to go to the University of Pittsburgh for a sales class. They'll teach you sales.
Yeah.
I told him to sit down in his chair. I'm going to teach you about sales. I said, either they like you or they don't like you. That's sales. And I don't have to go to Pittsburgh.
That's it. In a nutshell, either they like you or they don't. People buy from people. Yeah.
And I
remember you telling me that because for the listeners that don't know, that's about, a 4.5-hour drive.
Right.
And at that time, what would you say? How many miles a week were you traveling?
Around 3,000.
3,000 miles in a week. Yeah. So, to get up on a Saturday, to get out to Pittsburgh. Forget it.
Yeah.
And the Shoey's Pretzels, to tie that back in, they are a big hit. You know, we still buy Shoey's Pretzels today.
Still give them out.
We do.
Give them out.
People love the Shoey's Pretzels. Shout out to Shoey's, yeah.
People used to tell me, I'm out of pretzels. They'd call me, you're out of pretzels. I'd say, do you have any work for me? They'd say, by the time you get the pretzels here, there'll be work.
There'll be work. There you go. Yeah, it sold a lot of printing. Yeah,
the pretzels. Actually, then I was selling $3 million a year in sales.
You were, right, which is not an easy feat, you know. And then also on top of that, we give out Van Winkle's Opera Fudge.
Right.
Yeah. That's a
big
hit.
That came from my cousin, too. He's down there in Ireland. He's the one that gave that out, too. Yeah. So we copied that one.
Huh. Yeah, and that's around Christmas, the holidays, we normally give that out because it's a little more special, you know. But that's really good. And for the listeners that don't know, it's a chocolate-like coating, and then inside's a cream filling made by hand in a townhouse here in Lebanon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's some good stuff. Real sweet.
It's not like the regular fudge hard. You have a creamy inside.
Inside, yep, yeah. yep. No, that's some good stuff. You wouldn't want to eat a whole box in one sitting.
Well, I've seen a guy do it, but he didn't last long.
He didn't last long, no. Yeah, it's not recommended. Don't eat it in one sitting.
Yeah,
spread it out.
Eat that.
Right. I know what you mean. Oh.
Those had good time. I had good times out in the road. Some of the stuff unbelievable.
You got away with.
With Don Cook.
Can you tell that story about how you first met Don Cook? That's a good one. Oh, God rest his soul. Can you tell a little bit about that? Let's take a quick snack break. This snack break is brought to you by Jerky Beef Jerky. When late night editing episodes for the podcast, Jerky Beef Jerky keeps me fueled and ready to go with 11 grams of protein, high quality ingredients, and no nitrates or nitrites. With 5 different flavors to choose from, Jerky Beef Jerky, eat meat. Repeat.
Don, he had an ad agency over in Dillsburg, but I was doing work for Hershey Chocolate, and the head guy at marketing said, be here by 4:00. There's a guy coming over from Dillsburg with a rush job.
Yeah.
So we get up there 4:00. 4:30, nobody. Finally, the phone rings. Guy says, I'm just leaving Dillsburg. I'll be there in 15 minutes to 30 minutes. I told the head guy, if this is coming from Dillsburg, he's either going to fly a jet or they're going to rocket him over.
Right, on a rocket ship.
About 5:00, he shows up. And the beauty of it is he's looking through his satchel for this job. And he finally says to George Ray, who was the boss at Hershey, I forgot the job.
Ooh.
George Ray looks at me and says, do you believe this guy? I said, it's the first time I ever met the guy. Cook says, if this guy's any good, he'll be over at my shop Saturday morning and pick that job up.
That's how you met Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tower Advertising.
That's right.
We became very close friends.
And that was the PG version of that story, but I've heard it many times. Yeah. Well, then while you were doing work with Hershey.
Yeah.
Didn't you first meet Tom Newmaster? Do you remember that story?
Tommy Newmaster used to work at Tower Advertising.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I met Tommy.
That's where you met him, yeah.
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 Another good guy. Yeah. Yeah. It's something, I'll tell you. You have some stories, Grandpa, and that's why I want to get you on here. You've seen a lot, too.
In sales, if you have a good product, you can sell.
Yeah.
Like they say, well, I worked at a print shop that went bankrupt in Lebanon Valley also. And they always said to be a salesperson for them, you had to have a college degree.
Right.
And I approached them up there about maybe possibly going into sales. And they said that those people sacrificed 4 years of their life going to college. I said, well, I sacrificed 26 years making his company grow.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, well, if you don't like it, there's the door. Well, about 8 months later, I took the back door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're closed up and now, huh? Yeah.
I won't be around probably, but I hope this place is open for 2 more years because LVO was open for 47 and we're at 45 now, yep. Just so we pass that okay. number.
I think we got that in the bag. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's the story. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll tell you. I'm trying to think if there's any other stories you've told me over the years. You told me so many.
Yeah,
the time you met Renita for the first time, you know, and she's a designer out of her house, Renita. Remember Renita?
Yeah,
and you couldn't find it for the life of you, and here she's on a back road.
She said, it's a little hamlet. Well, I was looking for like maybe 10 or 12 homes.
Yeah.
I think there were 3 homes, which she called a hamlet. I kept going back and forth, back and forth.
Right.
Finally, dumb like a side road where the heck she was.
You found it, yeah.
That was it.
Yep. Yeah, that was something.
Yeah.
And I think it's just, you were a salesman through and through. And like you said, people always buy from people. Well, you know, they like you or they don't. That's what it comes
down to. That's the whole
to.
Thing.
Yeah.
If you have a good product, and the big thing about sales, in my opinion, you do not bug them. You go in, get your samples in, don't just so they get back to the people, and they appreciate that. And many a time I got in that way. They say, you come around, but you don't make a pest of yourself. You drop off what we want to see, and
right.
So we're going to give you a shot.
Give you a shot, yeah. Yeah, you're persistent, but you're not
right.
being a pest.
Right, that's the big thing, Dean.
That's a big thing.
And be very to the lady or man at the front desk. They can either make or break you.
Yeah, ain't
if
that
you,
the truth?
If they get mad at you, those samples will never get back to the people that are supposed to look at them.
Right in the waste bin, you know, throw them right away. So,
well,
you've always said to Dad and I, you know, you got to treat everyone as if they're the owner of the company.
Yeah.
Treat them with respect,
you
know.
Yeah, the people at the front desk can make or break you, figure out. But overall, I had a lot of fun out there.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you got some stories.
There
are probably some we're missing. I'm trying to think of some.
Yeah, well, Joe and I became really good friends up there at Penn State with those pretzels.
Yeah, ain't that something?
Yeah.
To bring it all together. Yeah, you and Joe Paul. Well, I appreciate you sitting down to do this. I was like pulling teeth a little
you,
bit.
You twisted my arm again.
I was persistent. Yeah,
you're persistent.
I was persistent.
All right.
Yeah, we'll head out and go get that cheesesteak down at A&M. How about that?
Go get them.
Sounds good. All right.
All right.
Thanks, Grandpa. Grandpa, thank you for sharing your funny stories, your insight, and everything that's helped me be the salesman I am today. You've truly built something special here with heart, hustle, and hometown pride. Your journey shows that business isn't just about profit. It's about community, legacy, and having fun along the way. To our listeners, if today's episode moved you, share it with a friend or someone who's building something meaningful in your community. And as always, subscribe and follow along to American Grown Podcast for more incredible stories from the heart of our community. Quick call to action. Check the show notes for links to ColorTech Creative Solutions, and let us help elevate your brand. Grandpa, thank you for joining me. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a review. To see photos of today's guests and more content, just search American Grown Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.
If you'd like to be a featured guest on the podcast, please direct message or email Austin at AmericanGrownPod@gmail.com.
This episode was brought to you by these sponsors. A&M Pizza, authentic Italian food made with the finest quality ingredients, proudly serving the Lebanon and Lancaster area since 1980. Stop by their Campbelltown location today. You'll be happy you did. Haynes Auto Detailing, run by owner Josh Haynes, offers a professional service that is sure to have your vehicle shining from wheel to wheel. My wife and I both trust Josh with our personal vehicles, and believe me, with two kids, the back seats tend to look like a hot mess. But after a trip to Haynes Auto Detailing, the vehicles look better than brand new, both inside and out. Message Haynes Auto Detailing on Facebook or call 717-679-3673 to get your vehicle looking right today. Are you in the mood for getting out of your house this evening? Head over to Boyer's Tavern in Rexmont, PA. They have appetizers, soups, salads, wings, mouth-watering burgers, sandwiches, and many other entrees to choose from. Proper food and drinks made by slightly improper folks. Head over to Boyer's Tavern today or give them a call at 717-450-4063.
Hostler Engraving is your local source for unique, quality-driven, laser-engraved gifts for all occasions. Place an order today by visiting our Facebook page at Hostler Engraving. You won't be disappointed.
Triggered 22 LLC, a veteran-owned apparel company. By purchasing a t-shirt, hat, or hoodie from Triggered 22, you're not only supporting a small business, but you're bringing awareness to veteran PTSD and suicide. Please help save the lives of those who fought for our freedoms. Visit triggered22.com now and place your order. Let's help those suffering from invisible wounds.